Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Last week we met Lorraine Mackey, who's the mother of Aaron Mackey, a young black man who was shot by his fellow gang members over a year ago when he was only 18. Who's to blame? This is the question of a grieving mother. Society has seemingly broken down, but who's responsible? She lays responsibility at the feet of the parents.
I drive through East Baltimore where we once lived, and I see little children as young as 5 walking around with bandanas signifying that they are part of a gang. Where are the parents of these kids? Aaron had grew up to be a big teenager before I lost complete control of him. But if I'm a parent and my 5-year-old is walking in the door with a bandana, I'm certainly going to raise up a level of authority to begin to pull this in check. Why is your child wearing gang colors? What are you doing in your child's life that your child is even getting involved with these people? Where are the parents of these kids?
She lays responsibility at the feet of the police department.
It seemed like we don't have real officers like we once had, because you got police officers getting in trouble in their own personal lives. You got police officers that take an oath who are not really walking up to that oath. There are people who are dying, and we got children around here selling drugs, children around here using drugs, and it's no excuse to why the people that have been set in position are not doing their jobs. It's a lot of reasons why the public has begun to lose respect for the police department.
She lays responsibility at the feet of the prison system.
The 3 people that was involved in my son's death were captured, but this thing is so bad that these people are actually operating from within the jail. These people are running their gang organizations within our jails and still able to give orders from where they're sitting to do damage and hurt people on the outside.
And sometimes she wonders if there was more she could have done.
That child watched me triumph over so much. And I was hoping that he would adapt to my ways and say, "Dag, if my mother dealt with that, I could deal with it." But I found out that I couldn't cause my son to have the same strength that I had. And sometimes I wonder, was it any unturned corner? I've tried everything, but I just wish it was something more I could have done to save his life. And my heart is so hurting for the children everywhere. And when you walk around the streets of Baltimore, all I see is hurting children. And I don't have enough arms to embrace them all. You know, where's the help? Or else we're going to be a city that's like a living Iraq.
Can things be repaired? Can they get better? Lorraine shares her ideas on how next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. You can email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.